Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize. But I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Sutton Strack and Doug Buden join the show. We talk about ambulance rides, chipping teeth while drunk, and dating younger men. Hey. Are you wearing the same shoes today that you wore at the reunion?
Yes, I am.
They're beautiful.
Now, it's very hard to walk in.
They don't have a back strap, so they want to fly off.
Right. And so we were dragging Avi. He's your chief of staff, correct?
He's my chief of staff.
So Avi disappeared for about 15 minutes, and we were seriously dragging him, saying, yeah. Where did he go?
Where is Avi?
Where is his loyalty? We are 3 minutes to live. Mm-hmm. Avi was down on P4 in your car.
That's
getting your
parking lot.
Your pink slippers so that way your feet could be warm during this broadcast.
Yes, warm and cozy.
And now we feel like assholes.
Well, he should tell me where he's going at all times. It's his fault.
Now, I am taking basically a page in your book. Okay. And yesterday I had Shane drive me around, much like Avi drives you around.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
I'm
so controlling that I always have to drive and I always get car sick. But yesterday, my car's in the shop getting serviced. And so Shane has been driving Miss Daisy around. And I love it. I look at TikToks. I took a nap. How long was my nap yesterday?
Like half an hour.
No.
Yeah.
You're not telling him, no, turn here.
No, I just went right to sleep.
You surrendered?
Yeah, I surrendered.
I'm really happy for
you. Do you ever take naps when Avi's driving you?
No, because Avi drives like a maniac, and I'm always on the bloody side, so I'm scared for my life.
Oh, okay. Do you sit in the back seat or the front seat?
Usually I sit in the front seat, but like my business partner is with me today, so we were in the back seat.
I see. Okay.
And he really does. He honks the horn.
Oh, he's aggressive.
He's like, I'm coming through. He waves like to get through the light, and I hide so people don't see me.
Shane was nice and quiet yesterday when I was napping. What were you doing? Were you listening to music or?
Yeah, Channel 13, Pitbull's Globalization, of course.
Oh, I love that. I went right to sleep.
I kept it low for you.
Yeah. So I'm really sorry. I normally meet our guests and co-hosts at the coffee shop in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell you.
Uh-huh. Who was on time?
I know. This is what happened. I got really lucky because never have I done this in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot my rundown. With my notes, everything. So Shane and I were, I was like, who's on the after show today?
And I was like, I don't know.
Shane's like, I don't know. I don't remember. And thank God that Shane.
Don't you pay him?
Shane.
Yeah.
On. Yeah.
He probably should know the rundown, the schedule, but
I'm glad
he didn't.
Yeah.
Because then I had to go, I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, I've got it on the rundown. And then I opened up my bag. I was on La Brea almost to the studio.
Oh.
And I opened up my bag and I'm like, I cannot believe I did this. I left the rundown back at home. So we had to turn around and go back home. That's why I was late. I'm sorry. It wasn't because I slept in. It wasn't.
And we were even at a different location. I believe it actually all started with me when I went to our normal place and the gates were down. I was flummoxed. So
not
I,
the gays, the gays.
The gays.
And the gays were down. Well,
gays were down.
This gay was down because I was looking forward to my specific sandwich. So we had to go to a different place today.
I bet you were really thrown off.
Well, I had to move furniture around. I asked one party to decamp so that I could put two tables together.
And we didn't even need it.
And then you didn't need it.
See?
Mm-hmm. But how stressful could this be, really? So you go to Sightglass, it's closed.
Yeah.
And then you text two people, and then you walk over to Tartine.
Well, good.
But there was a line.
It was a long line.
It was like Disneyland.
Closed.
We don't know. It just says closed today.
You should have got the VIP.
Mm.
Fast Pass.
Well, y'all didn't
ask
me.
The Fast Pass.
We needed the Fast Pass.
Right. Have you considered the last time we were together?
Yeah.
I suggested to you.
Don't say I.
What?
Her eye.
Oh, yes. No, I mean the last time we were together, which was at the Abbey.
Yes.
And that was when you were supposed to go home and you were supposed to cook Philip dinner. Correct?
James
dinner.
Yes.
And you never made it because
I did make it.
She gave it to Philip.
You went late.
Philip is in London.
That must have been a real late dinner because if you remember.
I think it was like 9.
I think it was a little later. So when we had ran into each other at the Abbey and you'd said, I said, hey, have a drink with me.
Yes.
And you were like, I've got to go home.
I've got to go.
I got to cook James dinner. And then we had one drink.
That was good. That was
we
a
had
good
one
accent.
Drink. We had two drinks. And then I was like, hey, we're headed to Tops.
I know. Why'd you drag me there?
You were in front of me. You were like, yeah, let's go.
I was like, come on. You're dangerous.
Mm-hmm. He's a bad influence.
He's a bad influence. But you know what? I hadn't done that in a long time. So it was really fun.
It was really fun.
I had
fun.
A fun time with you.
Do you know what time you got home?
It was like 9:30. It wasn't that late.
Okay. It wasn't that late.
No. It's too late because
to cook dinner.
I'm going to tell on you.
Uh-oh.
Please, Jill.
Uh-huh. Because
name it.
I'm gonna name them because you were kind of making out with somebody, mm-hmm. and so I had to go. I was like, I cannot watch this anymore.
That's I'm really time. Sorry.
Gay porn for me is not it.
Yeah,
I just had to go.
I'm so sorry. If remember, Shane, you were not there that evening.
No, because I knew
he would have put a
gonna,
stop to it. He would have put
happen.
A stop to it.
Well, I tried. I mean, I was like, hello. I came here with you, and now you're cheating on me.
Making out with some
with
guy.
This very handsome man.
He was handsome. I, oh, wow, I need yeah. to text him. He
was good looking.
Yeah, he is handsome.
What's going to happen for the next several days while Shane is away?
All oh. hell.
Are lots you going out? You're loose. Coming to my house tomorrow.
I have make out.
You're not making out okay. with anybody at my house. Please.
It's kind of, it's fun for like the first 3 minutes, and then you're like, okay. We've seen it.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. And
it was so funny.
And I should have like found a corner or something, yeah. but no.
No, just right there, smack dab in the middle.
I'm sorry I embarrassed you and myself.
You didn't embarrass me.
God.
If only it had been
no,
to
you embarrassed
such
yourself.
Shame. Such shame. No, I did watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion.
Amazing.
I got to the part 3 where you started to feel dizzy. And you started to sweat, and you started feeling hot.
Yeah.
And then you started shaking, and then you almost passed out, and then you had to go to the hospital.
Yeah. This is a true story.
What happened, Sutton?
I don't know. I started around mid-reunion, I started to not feel good. You know, that morning I didn't feel good, not to bring up my eyes again, but stuff was coming out of my eyeball. And I'm sorry. You know, my nose doesn't drip, my eyes start to drip.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't feeling good. You know, I wasn't feeling well. And I'd been traveling a lot those 3 weeks leading up to it. And I don't know. It was the end of the reunion and the whole room spun. And it really freaked me out and just did not feel well. And I was not afraid of Kathy Hilton. I was happy to see her there.
Yes.
That is not why.
Are you sure? That's how they made it seem. Right?
I know. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's not true. I would not have spun out of control in the sight of Kathy Hilton.
Okay.
And I don't know. It just didn't feel good. And my blood pressure went sky high.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you're going to have to go to urgent care or the emergency room. I hate the doctor. Like, I was like, no. I want to stay. They're like, you can't stay. So we went to urgent care and I started throwing up everywhere. And
oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Which urgent care?
I don't know. Wherever we were, I don't know. You know, Avi drives me everywhere. I don't know where I am.
Yeah, but where was Avi, by the way?
He was in Shabbat.
It was a Friday evening.
He is
yes.
so selfish.
Everybody was like, "Where is
so
Avi?"
Jewish.
I go, "He's in.
So
he's Shabbatting. He's Shabbatting. You know, he's kvetching in Shabbat." And we couldn't.
I couldn't believe when you really needed him, he wasn't there for you.
That's why Garcelle came.
She had Garcelle.
To my rescue.
And Garcelle was happy to get out of that.
No,
room.
She wasn't.
She's like, I've got
She's
to
like,
take
I
her.
She's like, I got you.
No.
Uber. She's like, I am scared for her.
Don't
and
she
I
make stories
scared.
Up.
Sutton can't be alone right now.
No.
She needs me. And I need to be out of here.
No.
But you still got paid, right?
Because
you technically, you know, left work, but you still got paid.
I was forced to leave work, you know, but then we went to the emergency room and I was on that gurney and I kept falling asleep. Like, I couldn't keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
And they put me in the emergency, in the ambulance, and Garcelle rode with me. And, you know, I'm backwards lying on that gurney thing. And Garcelle goes, "This is my first time in an ambulance." And I was like, "Me too." And I'm so happy to give you this experience, Garcelle. Thank you for riding with me. And, you know, we went to the emergency room and we were there all night. So, and, you know, production came and everybody was really, really supportive and very nice.
You stayed the night. They admitted you.
I left at midnight.
So was it just dehydration? And
I was dehydrated, and then I had bronchitis that I had treated but didn't treat successfully. So then I was really sick. I got really sick. So,
wow.
But now I'm really healthy, and I'm taking better care of
myself.
What
caused all this? It was bronchitis?
I had bronchitis, and the doctor that I had seen gave me a really weak antibiotic. So I was walking around with bronchitis, and thank God it was not pneumonia because I have had that before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just was sick, and I was running myself down. Pretending like I wasn't sick.
Yeah.
And all the travel.
And traveling. And airplanes really do dehydrate you. And
especially when you drink on the planes.
I don't drink on the planes. I do.
That is true. Alcohol.
I don't drink on the planes. I don't like their vodka, and they don't have the grape juice that I like. So I just go to sleep.
That's another page I'm taking in your book.
Oh.
I noticed that you carry your own grapefruit juice in your purse at all times.
Not at all times.
Do you have it right now?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Avi has it.
No, Avi does not have it. No, not at all times. But I will say, High Tops, they have the Ruby Red grapefruit juice.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't have to take it when I go there. That's why I love
That's
it
That's so nice.
Me too.
I want to start taking my own olive juice, I think.
You,
but yes. I need a Merce. Well, I have a Merce, but I need a smaller
kind of one.
I'm like, no, please, let's not go there.
I need a stadium compliant fashionable handbag.
For your olive juice.
Yeah, from clutchwomen.com.
Is there a particular brand that you like of olive juice? Like,
there is a particular. Oh, okay. Yeah,
for
I usually
martinis,
do the Mazzetta.
Because sometimes, sometimes martinis taste funny with
it's
different
all,
olive juice.
Correct.
I am totally with you. See, I'm very picky.
Yeah. And I really just, I usually just will, well, not on Friday, but it usually will just stick to one martini.
Yeah.
So that one martini is very important.
Exactly.
Perfect.
If I drink a martini, it's only one, and maybe I have half of it.
I'm sorry if I'm bouncing around, but when you said I'm going to be unattended this weekend, I am a little concerned because Michael Beck, once again, Friday night. Now, he's starting to blame me, but Friday night, the Countess Cabaret. I think I was drunk the entire time, Countess Cabaret.
You were still drunk the next day when
I
saw you.
Now, the good news is that when we had made it to the after party at the Edition, I at least, and you, at one point, was like, it's time to go home.
Yeah.
Now, Michael stayed. And from what I he woke up the next day in his own bed in his own apartment. You like Michael Beck. He's fun.
Well, it's always, you know, like, hooray. I'm in my own bed by myself.
I know, but it's about to turn, I think.
It's about to turn because he was missing half his back molar.
What?
And now he has to have a root canal. And
he doesn't know.
Oh,
he
doesn't really.
Teeth.
Yeah.
Well, what did he do to lose
that? I don't know what happened.
Sucked that out.
I mean, yeah. Or was he sucking? No?
And then apparently he started getting texts the next day from a guy named Dave.
Who found his molar?
Well, Dave. He's like, clearly by the text, I hooked up with Dave, but it was probably at the club.
You are telling on him.
It can't be too memorable if he doesn't remember it.
I mean, I do remember him dancing. No, there were reports that he was twirling his jacket on the dance floor.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. I do remember him twerking up on that stage,
but
I don't remember a jacket coming off.
No, that's gossip.
He's the one you got to stay away from.
Okay.
So what are you saying though? Because Shane is leaving tonight, you're going to be alone.
I got to stay away from him.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's where this is going. Okay, you got to stay away from Michael. Do you
But
have
I go out
plan-
with you, Sutton?
I'm here tonight. Then I'm leaving for New York tomorrow.
Oh.
You
I have
plans
tonight.
Thursday.
I have Monroe tonight.
What are your plans for Friday and Saturday?
Okay. So Monroe is gone this week. After Wednesday. So this is date week.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a date last night. I have a date Friday night.
Oh, okay.
I have a date Sunday.
I have an extra ticket to the symphony Saturday if you want to come to the LA
Philharmonic.
Did I
say I also have a date Saturday?
No.
It's a good concert.
No, I don't have the... Oh. But I met someone at the Countess Cabaret.
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have a date on Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
On Easter Sunday.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I don't care about that.
Well, Jesus...
But does Jesus...
He lives.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
As do I.
Mm-hmm. You know, I went to something last night that was gay and a lot of attractive men were at. It was called the Big...
Why you y'all scared, gotta scare me?
You scared all everybody of us. To sound.
That was scary.
Sorry.
I mean, sorry. Talk about Jesus.
Everybody just jumped.
This is something, I'm not kidding, it was called the Big Queer Food Festival, and it was a 5-course meal by 5 different gay chefs, and everybody, just about everybody there was gay. I was seated next to a very attractive gentleman, tall, nice guys. I went with Sal, and they're going to do this again. And I think this is something we would all have fun going to. You can move around.
I'm down.
Yeah. 5 okay. courses, really fun. And Sutton, you knew about it. Right?
I was invited. Yeah, but I didn't go.
Yeah. No, otherwise, I would have seen you.
You're going back to New York, huh?
Yeah. My daughter's in Virginia. So my son, James, and I are going to go to New York, and she's going to go up to New York to have Easter weekend.
Oh, fun.
Sorry about my ADD, but what I was going to ask you is, yes. Remember, at the Abbey, from what
yes.
we can remember,
okay.
I was talking to you about selling your house.
I know. Yes, you are.
Are you considering that?
You have to come over, remember?
Yeah.
The house that we were at?
Avi looks good.
Avi looks great.
Avi looks good.
I got to get him off the OZ, though. It's
on the Zempic?
Yeah. It's
oh,
time.
He looks really
it's
good.
It's time to, like, withdrawal symptoms from the OZ for him.
Avi, what are the hours at Sutton today?
Okay, when you come to work.
I wanted to go do another shift. I really enjoyed
my seriously, career. How long is, what are the hours today at
it's
Sutton?
It's 11 to 4, and let me tell you, we sold a,
shut up. You're lying.
I am not lying. Listen, we're going to have to bring it up with Dimitri.
It's Dimitri.
It's Dimitri.
11 is fine.
11
if
is
we
not...
go there at 11:05, will the doors be open?
They better be.
It will be closed.
Oh, see, here's the thing. She doesn't know.
I am sorry. I am busy. I am the owner. I don't.
Why don't
work.
You get one of those some cameras so you can see make sure it's open
we
at 11:05?
Have cameras. We have cameras.
Avi, the hour's really 11 to 4 today.
We are going to do a drive-by on the way
Excuse
home.
Excuse me, yep. And we sold 8 pair of pajamas yesterday, which is really great. And
in the 30 minutes you were open?
To one person?
Sir, have you heard of 2024? Most things are sold online.
Okay.
Oh, good point.
Thank you.
So why have a store, though, if you're not going to open it?
Because we like to have parties there.
At least you're honest.
I love the honesty.
I feel like you should be open a little later, right?
11 to 7.
You know what? I think
yes.
we are going to work on our hours because...
you said that last time.
Shut up, Jeff. I swear. okay.
Yeah, but Sutton.
What can rich people buy at Sutton?
Rich people can buy my cashmere because it's expensive.
Yeah.
And they can buy
beautiful
jewelry.
Okay.
Because it's...
What about that chandelier? Remember you wanted to...
Oh, the chandelier. Yeah, I mean, all of the furniture is expensive, so rich people can buy that.
Okay.
But really, more...
What about poor people?
What about us
y'all,
regulars?
Not poor people, just...
Regulars.
Things that are...
more affordable.
Affordable to everyone.
What's affordable?
I think we have, well, of course, all of the merch.
A coaster.
Coaster. My hot nanny bought just like a simple, like very cute Sutton t-shirt.
A tee. And also, you know, our sustainable stuff is really affordable. My t-shirts, they're $45.
Yeah.
I have the sheets. I love the sheets. Mm-hmm.
You have great. Sutton sheets?
So I got sent Sutton sheets.
So did
yes.
I.
Why did I not get Sutton sheets?
You didn't get...
No, I did not.
We talked about this.
Well, my business partner is here today and we will... fix this
I cannot
situation.
Believe this.
And I offered you mine because mine were came in king and I don't have a king bed.
Oh, well,
I don't
that.
Want your used sheets
they're
for
not
obvious
used.
Reasons.
We
they
are not
all of this.
Used.
We will fix it.
Thank you.
The sheets are really nice and they're all sustainable. So,
are they expensive though?
No.
Okay. I mean, I know I'm getting them for free, but just for other people that want to buy
them. Well, they're not getting them for free because we do have to be sustainable, which means we have to make some profit in order to
all right, all
maintain.
Jeff Lewis Live listeners can get free sheets.
No.
Show up at 7 at 11
Show up between 11 and 4.
Jeff, I swear to God.
You should do like some sort of giveaway.
We will, yes.
Can we give away something today?
We can give away something.
Avi?
We can give away. What, I mean,
I'm asking Avi.
He's going to
see. This
give
is
away
why. I, this is why I wanted.
Bright,
I know. Gosh. I mean, I might as well just move to. I don't know where. Where could I move?
Oh, guess who's
what?
On the line?
Who?
Michael Beck. Oh, I'm going to try to defend myself.
Oh gosh.
Oh, hey, Michael. What's up?
Well, for one, I just hate that I've had to add the SiriusXM phone number to my favorites list in my phone because I have to call to defend myself so much.
How can you talk with half your teeth gone?
Yeah, you're actually, okay, your speech is pretty good.
The only accurate part of that story is that I'm missing my molar. That is accurate.
You were twerking on the dance floor with the
you weren't twerking on the dance floor? On the stage?
Well, the thing is, I don't remember getting to the after party, so I don't know what I was doing, and I'm probably not.
Well, you were, mm-hmm. because I saw
but,
you.
Let me tell you this. I talked to Brock, and Brock said, it was like a rom-com. There's a whole party happening around him, and Jeff didn't even know it existed. He was sitting there looking, staring into the eyes of a guy, even noticing what was happening around him.
Those were in his eyes.
Yeah.
That is true.
High tops.
That poor guy.
Is that not true?
I think that guy must like crazy. Because I was telling Shane, like, after that night, I wouldn't go out with me.
No
way.
I would never go out with you.
So when is your root canal scheduled, Michael? And do we know how you lost your molar?
I still don't know how I lost my molar. I just know that I woke up and I felt a cut in the back of my mouth. And realized that I was missing a molar, which is not great.
Is it one that has a cavity in it? Do you have a cavity there?
No cavity, just broken in half. So I'm not sure what happened. But
old cavities break off. That's what I'm asking.
But what about the David that was texting you?
Yes.
Now, I went on a date with David last night. But I didn't remember what he looked like. Really nice guy.
Not cute?
Might have been autistic, but in the best way.
Oh, no.
Very sweet.
Okay.
Very sweet. But I wasn't into it. But the first thing he said to me is like, oh, just so you know, I eat really slow. I take a bite and then I wait 3 minutes in between my next bite. And I thought, oh, shit, this is going to be a long dinner and I don't want to be here.
I'll just have a small salad.
I have
soup.
Never.
Yes. No, it's soup. Soup.
Wait, so this guy volunteered that.
Chickpea soup, and spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, gross.
So 2 hours.
That's an odd.
2 hours later.
It took him 2 hours to eat?
Why 2 hours. The date went on for 2 hours. So, needless to say, I'm not going out with you either anymore. I'm done.
Soup and a milkshake.
Wait, are you breaking up with me?
Yeah, I'm breaking up with you. I'm over it.
Okay.
Michael, I don't know you, but I feel like we're going to be best friends.
All right, thanks. It was nice being friends with you, Michael.
Yeah, see you never. Bye.
Have a good life. Bye.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
All right, so I did want to ask you this. So, as you know, Crystal Minkoff and I, we're besties now.
I love her.
I love her, too.
I told you that you would love her.
You're absolutely right.
Uh-huh.
We went to...
I told her that she would love you.
Yep. I mean, it's like fast friendships
forming. I'm like a matchmaker.
I think you are.
I know.
So, she was on this show, and she said during the reunion, the Beverly Hills reunion,
mm-hmm.
that she said, okay, and just... You can confirm or deny any of this, but I believe...
I think deny.
You were supposed to be on stage, I believe, at 8:30, but she said, this is what Crystal said. She's like, everyone's always running a little bit late. It's no big deal. There's like a 30-minute grace period. She said that everyone was on stage at 9 a.m. except for Dorit.
All I know is I was first ready.
Okay.
Which is a reunion miracle.
Mm-hmm.
However, No one was ready at 9.
Okay.
I think we were ushered to stage like 10:30 or something.
Okay, so is it possible? When were you supposed to be on the stage?
I don't know. I think our call was 9. But we did.
But there's a call time and then there's call time to be on stage.
But we didn't start until, I think, 11. We did. I mean, sorry, Dorit, but we did wait on you because she had a costume malfunction. A
wardrobe malfunction, yes. Yeah. And how long did you wait for
Dorit? A long time.
Okay. So if you were to guess, would it be 45 minutes? Would it be an hour?
It's like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Because I think Crystal, I think you guys are in the same, because I think she said, look, we were supposed to be on stage at this time. There was a grace period for all the girls.
Right.
Then once you sat down, it was probably another 45 minutes to maybe an hour to maybe an hour and 15. Which if you add the grace period to the hour or hour and 15 or 45 minutes that you were waiting, it's almost 2 hours.
This is like one of those math word problems that I'm already confused.
It's chump math, yeah.
Yeah, I am. I don't know.
Okay, but so you were waiting on Dorit.
We just waited.
Yeah. And did you start without her?
I at one point I said, let's just start.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're all just sitting on the stage.
We were just sitting there.
I
was sitting there getting sick and sicker and sickest. So maybe if we had started on time, I would have fainted at home.
So it's Dorit's fault.
Maybe. No, it's not Dorit's fault. But, you know, we did wait for the dress to be fixed.
Okay. Because what happened was, and this is what Crystal and I were talking about at before the Countess Cabaret, is that when Dorit responded, she basically said, I was not late. I had a wardrobe malfunction. So that means you were late. You were late. So I was late because I had to fix it.
Yeah.
Right. Now, when she comes, and Crystal also told me
that
when she got to the stage, she didn't apologize to anyone. Is that true?
Mm.
Dorit didn't.
No.
Just no apology. Sorry, ladies. Nothing.
No.
Did that irritate you? Because you're a very well-mannered, well-brought-up woman.
At that point, I just was ready to start.
Okay. But did it bother you that she didn't apologize?
One, I knew Dorit would be late.
Mm-hmm.
She's always, she has to have extravagant hairdos and she does a lot of stuff.
So that curl took a while.
I think that curl was probably, that was the needle in the haystack that made her so late because that takes a long time.
Right. And then did the outfit to you, did it look like it took a long time to put together? I mean, don't you just get a staple gun at that point?
You would know this, though, because that outfit to us just looked like sort of a hood.
Well, my dress, you just zip up and that chain, you just put it in the back and do that. This reunion, I wanted to be really simple and do minimal makeup and minimal hair because I wanted to feel like myself. I thought that was important so that I could speak and be comfortable and say the things that I wanted to say and not fuss with stuff. I just think that, my son is calling me. You're fine, James.
He wants his dinner.
You're a great mother to him.
You're fine,
He's
James.
The third. He is the third. Is he alive? Yes, check. I'm a great mother. That was my point of view going into the reunion. So, Dorit likes extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she likes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very diplomatic answer.
Yeah, well.
That's what she likes.
Okay. I think if I was late, regardless of whether it was 15 minutes or an
hour and
15
minutes.
I think
you were late today, so.
And what did I do? I apologized. I told you what.
Yes, that's true.
I told you what happened, and I apologized.
And I don't care if you're
late. And I never said, I wasn't late. I left my rundown at the house.
Right.
You know what I mean? I said, I'm late. I'm sorry.
Right.
I left my rundown at the house.
Here's my dream.
Agreed.
I don't care if you're late. It doesn't bother
you
me.
You are usually late, though.
I am. That's why I don't care if you're late. Because I'm like, I'm usually late, too. Who cares?
So, I mean, I feel like you owe me an apology once for being late.
Sir,
sure
I did apologize. Did I not?
On Cooking Kibitz. As you all remember, Sutton was late to her own episode.
Your house is in a neighborhood I'd never heard of.
It's called Los Angeles.
Yes. Well, it's a very large city. And I get lost.
It's a small house in a big
why,
town.
Where was Avi that day?
Avi,
where was he that day?
I think he dropped me off.
He was driving.
Where did he go?
Well, Avi got lost.
Wow. Avi's looking good.
Avi,
how much weight have you lost?
Come here.
I went from 253 to 195 now.
Incredible.
Jesus.
And that's enough. He's good.
He looks great.
30 more pounds.
Oh, God. Whoa. No.
I'm on trizepatide now.
Oh, you really?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Do you want me to buy it in Mexico? Because I'm going to Cabo on Wednesday.
Oh, that'll be great.
Avi.
You're going to get me Xanax, right?
I'm going to get you Xanax. Okay.
Compound.
Do you need anything
from... are you, a drug dealer? Yeah. No.
Do you need anything from...
Do you have a private party? What else you pack it on?
It's $50 a box, the Xanax I want. So.
Oh, no problem. I'll get you one. Thank you. Does anyone need anything? You guys need to let us know what you need, because we're going to go to La Farmacia. Do you want to... Seriously. What?
Just bring me some candy.
Oh, my God. Get your notepad out so you can write everything down.
By the way, the date I had last night was my second date with the guy that I met at speed dating.
Oh, the where at you the made out at the bar.
Him?
At the Or Bar?
You're an asshole.
Surprise, surprise.
Jeff
made out with a stranger at a bar.
It's a bad trend. I'm embarrassed.
It's such a bad look.
He's single. It's awesome. I think it's great. I think you should make out with strangers when you're single. I think it's a good idea.
Agreed.
And 30, not single.
Your driver agrees.
So anyway, I said, Oscar and I are probably going to do it again. And I said, was it 15 minutes? How many minutes? 9? 8? What did we do?
Four minutes.
It was 4 minutes each. Yeah,
it just
I went through
felt
eight
like
people
15.
For me, but it did feel like a long time, yeah.
Okay, so he said that you were one of the people that he spoke to. And I said, how did he do? He said, you were great. Eye contact, like nice voice, like very talkative. He said, though, he goes, he was a little uptight and a little nervous. So here's the thing. No more fucking Shirley Temples unless they're dirty Shirleys.
I love this.
You and I need to do, I think, a shot beforehand.
Okay.
And a cocktail or two.
Yeah.
Because you got to just relax. But he said you did really well.
I agree with you, because when we went to John Hill's show and I had the dirty Shirley, that's why I feel like I was so much fun later on.
Yeah. So I think we switched to dirty Shirleys.
Oh, I'm all in on the dirty Shirley.
Yeah. Have you had one before?
No, but you could also do a little microdosing.
Oh. Let's kick it up a notch.
I need some heroin from the pharmacy, too, by the way.
What? But I want to go with you because, you know, I end up usually accidentally dating gay guys. So I might as well just go full in.
Sutton and I are happy to announce we are a couple.
We're getting married in May.
Now, you must be just, I know you're going to give me a diplomatic answer, but you must be so happy that Anne Marie Wiley's leaving. we never have to talk about your esophagus again.
I will say my esophagus is very happy. And who said who? No, you know what? I gotta say, I feel a little bad for her. I think
you're so full of shit. Here's the diplomatic answer coming.
So political.
Good
no,
for
I do
you,
feel.
Sutton.
I do feel. A little, I mean, you know,
do not give a shit.
I really don't give a shit.
Thank you for telling the truth.
You're welcome.
Tell the truth. Always lead with the truth, Sutton. You don't care. Well, that's okay. You don't care.
I don't want to pick on her. People pick on her.
She picked on you the whole season.
Yeah, 100%.
So fuck her. Who cares?
I don't care.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for being honest.
I hope she has a nice spring break and happy Easter.
Now, traditionally, what I've noticed is with these housewife franchises, they'll try someone new, brand new, we've never met, and it fucking fails miserably.
Right.
And then they go back and they recycle someone. So who are they recycling? I heard Eileen Davidson. Yeah.
The only thing that I know about recycling is my company, Sutton Brands. That's what we do. So,
And Sutton, is it Sutton.com?
Sutton Brands.
SuttonBrands.com. Sustainable circular fashion. Yeah,
thank you, Doug. Sustainable circular fashion. And we are going to give away stuff. I don't know. I'm not in charge of stuff.
Have you heard about Eileen Davidson? Because that's what we're all reading.
I love Eileen. When I met Eileen, she was like, oh, you're going to be terrible on the show. You're too nice. And I was
thinking, was she wrong?
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'm nice at first.
You beast.
I'm nice at first. But
I feel like you two will get along great, you and Eileen.
Oh, she's really sweet. And Jennifer Tilly actually introduced me to Eileen at her husband's movie premiere.
Can you, I'm desperately trying. I think it's over. I think the ship has sailed, but Jennifer's not coming back, huh? To this show.
Well, again, what, do you think I'm a producer? I have no idea. No. Well, she'll always come to like my parties and stuff, but I don't know what Jennifer wants to do.
No, I don't think she wants to come back here unless you.
Oh, to this show?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Unless maybe she comes with you. She I don't know.
Oh, that would have been fun.
I don't know if she
Jennifer's
will.
Hilarious.
I love her.
Everybody here loves when she comes on.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Everybody out there didn't love when
there
she
was
came
some. There was a few negative comments, and so it rubbed her the wrong way.
Right. Well, she's used to being loved. So
I know.
But I think she got over that. We talked about it. Yeah.
You're right about that jewelry collection, because I saw
good glory.
Holy
her?
Shit!
Jewelry?
I saw. Oh,
oh gosh!
You know she's rich, rich.
And yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she has the most amazing jewelry collection. And I saw
she has
some
the
of
most
the
beautiful taste in jewelry. Too.
I saw some of it at the GLAAD Awards. I could not believe it.
She's a collector. Mm-hmm. And whenever I buy jewelry, I always send it what mm-hmm. I think I want to buy to her to see if it gets the Jennifer.
Check you should start sending all the jewelry you buy to Jennifer.
She'll be like, don't put that on your body.
that's not for your body. That's not a bracelet.
Do you think Denise is going to come back? Kathy, Camille, Kim Richards? I mean, do you have any sort of guesses?
Carlton?
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I've never met her. I was just with Kathy over the weekend in Palm Beach. And for her birthday.
I saw that, and she said that you were brought a man to her
were
party.
You on, did you have a gay man with you?
He was not gay.
Oh, okay, because you said you date gay men, so I was just wondering, is this a date?
I know, but I got lucky, and he wasn't gay. Sometimes, you know,
some girls have
one
all
out
the
of
luck.
Ten, they're not gay.
Is he in Florida or out here?
He's in Florida, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're going to have to start traveling, too, to have sex. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to
okay,
do.
Okay, Jeff.
I go further and further.
Yeah.
First it was Chicago, then New York, then it's going to be Europe, then Mars.
Mars. Oh, well, that's a trend.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's young. And actually, my business partner who's here, and, you know, he rides me a lot on things like, you know, being on time and stuff. And he called me a cougar and couture.
Ooh.
Well, no, that's rude. Because I'm not a cougar. I much prefer leopards because they're prettier. Mm. And I... You know, it was a date. He's real sweet.
Okay.
But it was just a date.
A one-timer.
Any makeouts in public?
I do not do PDA, please. I'm not like you, Jeff.
Okay.
I save that for behind doors.
You're classy.
I try to be.
Yeah, not me.
Well. Mm-hmm.
So, did you hook up?
I do not kiss and tell.
Okay, so that's a yes.
Good.
Have you seen him since?
I just got home like 2 days ago.
Was it just one date or did you see him the next night?
I saw him the next night.
Will you see him again?
Repeat Jamie, customer.
Hello, where's the sound
y'all
effects?
Don't, because he's not in the
two nights in a row, Jameson. You know what that means.
What?
Will you see him again?
Well, not now.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's
thanks
over.
For ruining that one.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.